Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Here's what we're going to be talking about today, folks. We're going to be talking about intimidation. We're going to talk about the primaries, which I should have talked about yesterday, but I didn't really think of it as that big of a deal. In fact, Melissa had to remind me that we were going to go vote. We did. We went to vote. I wore my Trump tennis shoes. Everybody, they were the raid, by the way. People were like, we're going to go to order those. Go to shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. They loved them. And I live in a very Republican area, and people knew me. As soon as we walked up, they knew me and remembered my wife. So, yeah, it was fun to go there and commiserate. It was almost like a party. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So we're going to talk about intimidation. We're going to talk about the primaries. We're going to talk about later this hour, Hunter Biden skipping his arraignment, which, you know, it's funny. These people can skip, they can defy subpoenas and whatever, and nothing happens. But as far as intimidation goes, ask Peter Navarro what happens when you decide, I'm not going to entertain your farce on January 6th. Lots of things going on. And most of it is meant to scare you, to intimidate you, to make you not want to, to fight back. Why should you be fighting your government anyway? That's a whole other question, isn't it? What else we got? Illegals can carry guns. Jack Smith, he's in a bit of a quandary. Donald Trump is still not letting up. He's going to visit a factory that's been mothballed that'll shed light on what's going on with the whole Biden administration thing. We've just learned there's another multimillionaire, billionaire defector that's decided, you know what, Joe Biden's too crazy for me to vote for him. I'm going to give you guys enough information today to where you should feel, wow, empowered. You should be looking at conservatism and saying, we are truly winning. But let me start with where just the things that are highlighting what is scaring most of America now. And let's begin with Peter Navarro.
I am not nervous. I'm not talking about, I'm going to claim executive privilege on the Donald Trump conversations. I've had the greatest amount of support from Donald Trump and his team. And they can put me in prison. They can put you in prison. Make no mistake about that. And make no mistake about this. They are coming after Donald Trump with the same tactics, tools, and strategies they used to put me over there today. Okay? Think about this. Stripped of all defenses before a jury trial. That's going to happen to him. Democrats in all the jurisdictions he's in. Fannie Willis in Atlanta. The guy in Manhattan, Bragg. And then, of course, Jack Smith at the Department of Injustice, as we like to call it on my side of the fence. So I'm pissed. That's what I'm feeling right now. But I'm also afraid of only one thing. I'm afraid for this country, because this, what they're doing, should have a chilling effect on every American, regardless of their party. If they come for me, they can come for you.
Peter Navarro got railroaded. It's really that simple. He got railroaded. They're trying to do the same thing to Donald Trump. They are doing it to you through social media, the justice system, which is a system of injustice, exactly as he described it. And if you don't fight back at the littlest level, the smallest level, you're in trouble. Let me tell you where it starts. You ready? Forget these national elections. You better start winning over your city council, your mayor, county executives, things like that. This is all very local. Find out who's involved. If they are woke, get rid of them. If they believe in DEI, CRT, any of this nonsense, WEF, get rid of them. Do it at the local level. Navarro did nothing wrong, and he is in prison. He's in prison over a made-up farce by the Democrats. This isn't even something that they did specifically on him. Now, I'm going to remind you of this. You probably may have forgotten. Some of you who are new listeners didn't know this. I got asked to go to D.C. on January the 6th. And I'm not even kidding you. The guy goes, Kevin, are you? I was like, I ain't going. And they were like, wow, really? You don't want to go, Kevin? It's going to be history. And it was an instantaneous no. And it was almost like God just intervened before I could even give a thought. God was like, he ain't going. And do you think I didn't want to go in terms of, you know, well, I didn't want to go because Trump had lost. And I knew it was a farce. And that was my big deal was they've stolen this election. I'm not going for any reason. And it isn't that I wasn't, you know, didn't want to go in March. And I just looked at it as it's fruitless. We lost on a cheat. And now we think we can just go and march again. No, don't march. Get in the game. Do something significant. That's what my whole thing was. I'm going to be much more effective behind the microphone trying to do all this other stuff. And I knew, folks, it was going to be 4 years of pure H-E double crooked socks. And that's exactly what it was. I have sacrificed in ways I can't even describe for you. But I knew I didn't want to go. Had I gone, I can practically guarantee you they would have put me in jail. Not for anything I did, just for being there. That's what this government is doing. What Putin said the other day about Joe Biden persecuting his folks, which, by the way, Joe Biden accused, he says, if Donald Trump gets elected, he will put people in jail. What's he doing? The Democrats tell you exactly what they're going to do. They want you intimidated. In fact, Stephanie Lambert was arrested in Michigan the other day. She's the attorney representing Patrick Byrne, who is an election integrity guy. I know Patrick. He used to have a, what was it called, one of these stores, discountstore.com or so. I don't know the name of it. I forget. But Patrick and I talked and about what he was doing. We were going to partner in, and I heard he had cancer or something. But the long and the short of it is, Dominion brought a lawsuit against him. They arrested Stephanie Lambert, his attorney, because he dared fight against proving that these machines could be rigged. And we all know they not only can they were. The Democrats know this. None of this is a secret. But here's where we stand. People afraid. Intimidation. A government that is not for you. A government that says, I will legislate on you and you will take it. And if you don't, I will imprison you. I will make your life so miserable, Peter Navarro. So miserable, Donald Trump, at the level where people go, I didn't even think you could touch a guy like Trump. Yeah, they can.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats talk about democracy, they talk about protecting it and all that as they destroy it. And it's not, it used to be you look at it in one area, like, oh, they just want to get Trump. They want you to think it's about getting Trump. It has nothing to do about getting Trump. And you know who illuminates that better than anybody? Kevin O'Leary. And he's talking about it in the context of real estate. What happened with Letitia James, the AG of New York, who is going after Donald Trump over nonsense. And they know this, and Kevin O'Leary's talking about, what does this really mean? What is the big picture? Most people don't realize it the way he does, and he explains it here. I'm going to play this clip in just a second. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, not on Shark Tank. Kevin O'Leary's on Shark Tank. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. A couple of things. If you are, you know, looking for a little financial relief, I have something for you. Go to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and then look at Finmore. It's a card that you get. It's $5 a month, but you will make more money on that card. Because if you go out, it's some restaurants, dinner, Best Buy, Home Depot, Lowe's, places like this. It's an automatic discount when you shop. Walmart, too. places like that. You don't have to guess. They've got agreements in place. All you do, zip the card through. It's called the All Card. And you zip it through. It'll give you the discount. We use it. I will tell you, you save anywhere from $25 a month. In our case, we've saved up to $110, I think. My brother just did it. He buys thousands of dollars worth of stuff every month, products from Lowe's and Home Depot, because he's in the basement business. And I'm just telling you, it's worth it. So get that money back. It's money that these stores, they're already discounting you. Why? Because they got to mark their stuff up to plan for Bidenflation. And most people are not taking these discounts. How often do you coupon? So there's that. And the next thing is, if you're concerned about your health, and I am, certainly I am these days, because, you know, we struggled with it with various flus and things that were coming up. Well, we started doing Verve Spray Vitamins, V-E-R-V-E, SprayVitamins.com. And there's six of them. We've only got five because they're out of production for the daily. But if you do need a boost, an energy boost, they have a spray for that. You spray it on the inside of your mouth, on your cheek, 90% absorption, so you're not peeing it out. And so whether you need melatonin when you sleep, you need a jolt for with what they call their energy one, you can get that. There's five different flavors, one that deals with immune stuff. Go check it out. And you get a discount if you put in action, if you do purchase. And we've had a few people buy, but I want to give some love out to Linda. I won't say her last name, who was the first person to buy. And I know there are other supporters out there who will, but look, this is for your health. And I'm going to have TK on, the veteran who did this. He and another guy named Raj. These are Marine Corps veterans. They came up with this process. Raj is a management consultant to the stars. I mean, you've got his products in your house. But anyway, these guys came up with this formula, did this thing the right way. They wanted health to be cheap for the masses. So these are less expensive than pills, a lot easier to take than pills. I hate swallowing pills, and they taste great. I'm not kidding you. They have great flavor. Raj told me, says, that was the one thing we really had to be concerned about was flavor profile. It's amazing. So you'll love them. VerveSprayVitamins.com. Type in action. You'll get a discount. I want to talk about other areas where our rights are being essentially pushed over, out of the way. First of all, the Supreme Court ruled that Texas can enforce its laws and arrest illegals. They reversed a stupid decision that they made. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know who got in chambers and went, you know what, we can't tell Texas what to do. I think they saw it as a constitutional conflict, because Texas is saying, look, we're not letting people that it's already illegal for them to be in the country, we're not letting them through. And I don't care what you say, Supreme Court. And I don't know whether it was a Texas threat of leaving, because Texas is a republic. One of the two. I think California and Texas are republics. Texas can leave the union and would be, but I, quite frankly, if I were them, I would highly consider it, given what we're dealing with. So that was the first thing. But then the other thing that happened is a little bit different. U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman ruled that an illegal immigrant's Second Amendment rights were violated when he was charged with unlawfully possessing a firearm. And the guy's name is Heriberto Carvajal Flores. He's an illegal, and he was charged with carrying this gun and or ammunition, either one. I don't know if you know this. If you got a gun charge, you can't even have ammunition. So she says the law, as applied to Carvajal Flores, infringed upon his constitutional right to keep and bear arms. This is an illegal. Now, aren't you torn here? Because here in one case, they're recognizing the constitutional right to bear arms, but they're giving it to somebody who's not even a citizen of the United States. I want you to understand, there are judges out there who will rule against us for having guns, but then there are judges out there who will rule for this guy having a gun. Now, let's look at this. Let's examine it for a second before we just knee-jerk, right? Because the knee-jerk is, Kevin, you're telling me what? An illegal got to have a gun and we, what? Yeah, but ask yourself this. Was he a criminal? I don't know. I'm saying, was he committing violent crimes in America? Did he live in an area where he felt like, look, I'm illegal. I get it. I'm already breaking the law. But I live in an area where I got to be safe. And it doesn't do me any good, illegal or legal, to be dead. So I'm going to get a gun. Because, see, the same thing happens with brothers in the hood. They have to have a gun for safety. It is a necessity. It would be like being in Afghanistan and the military telling you, well, we can't issue you a firearm. Then I'm going to find one. I'm going to get one off of a dead Iraqi or somebody because I'm going to have a gun. And I know this well because I'm from the hood. So all I'm getting at is, while I do not like the idea of an illegal being here illegally and having a gun that he had to get it illegally, he couldn't get it legally, right? I mean, unless he went to California or somewhere, and I don't think they would even let illegals have guns there. Who knows, though, because it's crazy. But the point is, if I'm in danger somewhere, I'm going to do what I can to protect myself. I understand that. And probably so do many of you. But now we've got it codified. This judge is saying an illegal has the right to have a gun. The illegal needs to be out of this country. And I think that's where we get. I'm just letting you know there's so many mixed emotions here. She says she acknowledged his claim that he obtained and used the gun exclusively for self-protection during a period of documented civil unrest. And the person writing this says it's profoundly troubling because if you extend this to the illegals, what else are you giving them? This is a real Pandora's box, isn't it?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is deciding to keep interest rates stable for now. The target inflation rate, still too high. Nevertheless, the central banks hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of COVID-19 in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate's at its highest level in over 23 years. The price at the pump is climbing. USA's John Schaefer.
On Wednesday, gas was averaging $3.51 per gallon nationwide. That's according to AAA. But Tuesday, the pump price was just $3.48, 3 cents less. California drivers face the steepest prices, averaging $4.93 per gallon. The most affordable gas is in Mississippi at $3.06.
As of early Thursday, the national average price for regular unleaded gasoline stood at $3.52. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunter Biden reneged on an agreement to attend a public House hearing. Yes, Hunter Biden is a renegger. Checking Google's algorithm with that word. By the way, white people, you may not want to call him that. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Black man on the radio. He's black. He's black and he's... Rush is back and he's black. See, I told you, there are things that you can say and do that would get you in trouble that I get to say. The SEC can't get out of the SEC. Who am I talking about? Oh, that's right. The FCC. You can get in trouble for that. Yeah. Renege. If somebody reneges on a deal, that makes them a renegger, right? Exactly. Do I need to spell it? Here's what's funny. R-E-N-E-G-G-E-R. Now, if I put an I selectively in that, it'll drive some white people, y'all, ooh, Kevin, I don't know if I can listen to him anymore. I love keeping you people off tilt. And see, that's what language does. One little vowel, and people are like, what's he saying? He wants him to re-up on being a black guy? No, I don't need to re-up. I just need to up. I'm already black. Anyway, Hunter Biden is refusing, after declaring publicly that a public hearing would give him the best format for his testimony, Hunter Biden then says, I'm going to play a game. He is supposed to appear this week, joined by some of his former business associates. And here's what I said about this. If Hunter Biden is so squeaky clean, one would think that he would want to testify, that he would be overjoyed to say, I want to get the word out. Have you ever been accused of something and you go, I didn't do it? What level? I remember a couple of times where I was like, let's do it. Let's go. Put me in front of them. Who doesn't want to clear their name? I mean, if you have any type of character or integrity and somebody accuses you wrongly of something, you want to face it. Think about the number of people who are in prison because they got railroaded and they said, will you plead guilty? And the person goes, I'm not pleading guilty to something I didn't do. I know this. My uncle, I think I told this story before, my uncle did it. He pleaded guilty, but here's why he did it. So his girlfriend had a gun in the car when they were crossing to go to a casino in Shreveport, from Texas into Shreveport, Louisiana. And the cops stopped her for speeding, and they found the gun. And he took the charge. And my uncle said, I said, why would you do that? He goes, well, man, she had never been to prison. And she wasn't going to handle it. He goes, I just figured a little bit of time I was going to do, it was no problem. He goes, and I'll be honest with you, nephew, he said, all the stuff I'd gotten away with, I just figured I might as well take one for the team. And I was like, wow, I wouldn't have chosen her to protect, but he did. But I'm going to tell you, when he didn't do something, in other words, if it didn't involve somebody else, no way. He'd go, no, y'all got to give me for what you get me for. If they said he was a marijuana dealer and he fought dogs. I mean, talk about stereotype. But if you said, oh, he was selling heroin, he would have said, I have never sold heroin. That's a lie. I'm not telling you. He would have said, send me to prison. I know him. And other people are that way. And your lawyer will tell you, well, listen, they're offering you a plea if you'll plead guilty. I'm not doing it. Your job is to get me off. I didn't do it. And you feel like the truth is going to set you free. The truth can get you locked up. Because we live in that kind of world now. Anyway, Hunter Biden, I understand why he's not coming. Hunter Biden compared to his business associates, who, by the way, many of them are crooks. You will be able to spot the crookeder of the crooks the minute Hunter opens his mouth. This man has avoided everything that his buddies have gotten Hunter avoided. Why? Because his daddy is a high-ranking politician. At the time, senator or vice president. That's what kept Hunter out of prison. If Joe Biden was a garbage man, you wouldn't even know Hunter's name. Hunter would be so deep in the prison system, you wouldn't know him. And you talk about making his little tapes. Oh, yeah, there'd be some tapes of Hunter from the prison boys. Hunter's attorney, Abby Lowell, said this to the House Oversight Committee. If you are serious about pursuing this oversight purpose in a legitimate and bipartisan fashion, because we know that's how the left does everything, legitimately and bipartisanly, you would hold a hearing with relatives of former President Trump, about whom you indicated you would ask if you would ask. If you do, Mr. Biden would consider an invitation for that event. So yet again, you have the Hunter Biden team saying, okay, we might be guilty, but they're guiltier. Now, the Trump family's not on trial here. There's no reason to impugn their reputation anymore. And in fact, I don't know what Donald Trump does with his time and energy. I'd be suing Abby Lowell for that comment. I'd sue Hunter. I'd sue Joe Biden personally. If these people making negative inferences about my family, if I had that kind of coin, I'd have them tied up in legislation. I already told you guys, I wrote a piece about this. I would sue Fannie Willis. I would sue Letitia James. I would sue these people outright. Just, I rattled their world. You know how rattling it is when somebody rings your doorbell and says, you're served, or here's a subpoena, or IRS wants to interview, or a lawsuit. It's nerve-rattling. Go rattle their cages. Hunter is not going to show well if he tries to show up against his ex-partners. He just won't. These are people who know the real Hunter Biden. The guy the Democrats try to spit shine is some reformed playboy turned Renaissance artist and all around good guy. A bon vivant who just got a bad shake because he dealt with drugs and he couldn't get over his drug addiction. Kevin, but look at him. He's just done so well for himself. He's overcome. Hunter's overcome nothing. That's his dope that was dropped in the White House. Everybody knows it. Nothing has changed for him except he remains a white privileged crackhead. And Democrats attempt to pull this look over here and then say, oh, the Trump family, they're the real crooks. Look at them, man. Jared Kushner got a $2 billion deal with the Saudis. That's what businesses do. Look, if Jared Kushner was so guilty, bring him to court. And again, if I were Kushner, every single person that brought me into bad light, I'd sue them. Why aren't they suing these people? Lowell brought up the Trump family, explaining how Hunter Biden asked about their financial dealings during the deposition. Yeah. Asked the Trump family about their businesses. I mean, so what, they have buildings and resorts. And, you know, they, I can see everything that they do, and they don't have, like, a bunch of LLCs. So what? They're guilty of something, man. Just look. All you got to do is look hard enough. Let's pretend that the Trump family is guilty of something. What's it got to do with the Bidens? Nothing. But here's what most amazes me about Republicans, and many of you are going to agree with me. They do all this chest bumping. Boom, 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 boom. You know, oh, Hunter Biden, we got all this information. And then they present nothing against him. Hunter Biden, when he came out of that deposition, he should have gone to jail, straight to jail. Comer, where are you? Jim Jordan, I don't know who's on the panel. Where are you? There's the public, we're looking at it going, what, you don't have enough bank records? You don't have enough suspicious activity reports? What, not enough wires from countries and individuals? And I mentioned Hunter Biden's hoe problem. Forget the guy's first name, but I like calling him hoe. And let's not forget all those multiple LLCs. Why wouldn't Hunter Joe Super Bowl Biden non-interview this moment? Why wouldn't he say, this is my chance to get in front of the biggest audience, one of the biggest audiences in the country. They're going to be riveted to this and explain my situation. An opportunity to get his truth out to the very public that he's been wanting to reach. And if he's as innocent as he proclaims, why doesn't he want to face his accusers? They've been naysayers. Devin Archer, Tony Bobulinski, Jason Galanis. I talked about all of them. They were all on tap to appear at this public hearing. And since Hunter Biden's testimony contradicts all of his former business partners and associates, what an opportunity to end this once and for all. But Hunter Biden doesn't want to do it. Why not? Comer mentioned it. He stated publicly for weeks that he's been wanting to get alongside his business associates that he worked for years, and now he's refusing. More to come.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is a very telling interview with a black couple out of Chicago, Illinois. And what's funny about it is, well, there's some interesting things about it, but there's some humorous things. And, to me, humorous. Because the black dude, he voted for Obama, but now you can tell the brother is all about Donald Trump. That number is going to grow. It was 19% in 2020. That number is going to grow. Brothers are going to vote for Donald Trump in easily in the 20% range. I'm talking about 25, maybe 29, say 29% in that range. Black women are going to start voting for Trump in the 12 to 15% range. That's going to give Trump an average of somewhere around 15, 16% of the vote, the black vote. Devastating for the left. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to thank you guys for the support. I'm getting much, I'm back training. And I'm lucky that I got vervesprayvitamins.com. If you go check it out, use the code ACTION, and that way it's credited to me and you get a discount. I use these, and I use them. Here's the deal. I don't want to drink coffee anymore. It messes up my metabolism. So I use the energy when I'm getting ready to do the show. When it's time to go to sleep, even I don't always have trouble sleeping, but I still take a squirt of the melatonin because what I've learned is I'm sleeping a little deeper. And that's important because you want to get into REM sleep. I wake up easily, but now I get to nice restful sleep. And then there's all these other ones that they have. One that will help you fight off flu, bug. It's got zinc and vitamin C, I believe. And there are other different ones. There's five. There's actually six. One they're sold out of, which is the daily vitamin. And I don't have that one yet. I want it because I'm still taking a multivitamin. But I'm just telling you, it's so much more convenient. These are travel ready through TSA. They're convenient. They're about the size of a pen, an ink pen. And you just squirt it onto your cheek. 90% absorption, which is better than vitamins, than pill vitamins, which I hate swallowing pills. I do. I don't swallow in bulk. Melissa can swallow 15 pills. She just swallows one. I got a boom, 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 boom. And by the end of it, I'm gagging. I don't like it. I love the flavor of these spray vitamins, and that's something they work very hard on. But here's the other part. That is the intangible. In case you're like, well, Kevin, I got my vitamins I take. I got my chewables. I got my gummy bears or whatever. I don't care. Let me tell you what you want to think about. Veteran-owned company, made in America, by staunch conservatives. That's what made me say, I'm not going to Nature's Harvest or whatever anymore. So I do want you to check out vervesprayvitamins.com. Action is what you want to put in that category, and then you'll get a discount that I promise you. And by the way, they're cheaper than the pill vitamins. And I told you, my first order, we got others, but my first order was from Linda. I'm not going to say her last name, but thank you, Linda, for that order. And I promise you, you're going to like it. You're going to like it. And you're going to reorder. I can almost guarantee you that as well. I want to move back to what we were talking about. Hunter Biden, a renegger. Yep, he's a renegger. Renegger, is an E-R-E-N-E-G-G-E-R. If you look it up, they won't even let you spell the word. They will let you say reneg. And then, of course, people call it, when you hear it, you'll hear, he reneged on a deal. Reneged on a deal. But it's reneged. But that's what Hunter Biden did. So the hearing that they're calling is moving forward. Yeah, it's going to move forward. The House, Comer, and those guys. I got to tell you, I'm disappointed that the House hasn't really been able to just put a nail in the coffin of this thing. It's ridiculous. Biden's attorney calls it a carnival show. Interesting assessment, given the people attending worked directly with Hunter and have dissimilar testimonies. And what of the carnival sideshows are the Democrats engaging with Donald Trump? You want to talk about carnival sideshows? Look at any of the investigations of Trump, whether it's Alvin Bragg's carnival sideshow or Letitia James or Fannie Willis. How's that one turned out for him? Okay, Jack Smith, you ready? Those are your carnival sideshows. Lowell says that the witnesses against Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family have been, quote, discredited. Why? Because Devin Archer and Galanis are in prison. And Bubba Linsky, he was left out because he never really got into business with the Bidens. Oh, and when he did say that they were discredited, it was interesting. Abby Lowell left out Devin Archer. And I think that's because Devin Archer can still drop dime on Hunter Biden. He probably still has some information that could put Hunter in prison. But both those guys protected the Biden family. Who knows what happened? Who knows who came over to visit with them and said, look, these are your choices. Death or protect Hunter. Would you put it beyond the left? I certainly wouldn't. Lowell said that Tony Bobulinski falsely stated to the FBI that he attended meetings that he was not at. He says, Jason Galanis, who makes grandiose conclusions about the involvement of Biden's father, is serving 14 years in prison for lies and fraud. He wants to separate those people from, but didn't mention Archer, by the way.
wants to separate those people from Hunter. Those are Hunter's business partners. And Bob Alinsky, he says, game on. He says, bring it. I'm coming. I'm going to show up. I'll testify again. I'll testify 1,000 times. But Hunter Biden won't face any of these guys because he's afraid. Galanis, let me just say what he did. He got sentenced to prison in 2020 for his role in a market manipulation scheme. That's got Hunter Biden's fingerprints all over it. Another of Hunter Biden's stellar partners, who, like Devin Archer, is in prison. And Bob Alinsky got lucky because he didn't get branded a Biden partner. He didn't profit from any of the relationships of the Bidens. And luckily, his relationship with the Bidens ended by them trying to go around him. They were going to snake bit the guy in a deal with the Chinese. These are the people that we're dealing with. Liars. Crooks to their rotten core. Bob Alinsky, he threw down the gauntlet. He says, on March 20th, I will testify publicly before the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. I'm excited and happy to have the opportunity to once again share the facts with the American people. I'm deeply committed to getting the truth, the full truth before the nation. To that end, why not have all participants in the hearing be subject to polygraphs with real-time results to be viewed by the American people? What better way to ensure the truth is being told by every witness, including Joe, Hunter, and Jim Biden, in any future public hearings? He says, I was disappointed to see that Hunter's running away from his chance to tell the American people the truth. He's been adamant in wanting to go before the American people in oversight, is now giving him that opportunity. Now's the time to step up, Hunter, as you said you want to do. Don't cower in the face of accountability in this fight for truth and democracy. If by chance March 20 really doesn't work due to your multiple criminal indictments, please name the date and time. I'll be happy to join you in a second hearing for the American people. Hunter Biden, man, that is the definition, people, the quintessential definition of white privilege. Oh, you know what? Let's correct it. White leftist privilege. The real reason Hunter Biden won't testify, you ready for it? He doesn't have to. He's protected by his daddy. And the Democrats wonder why they're losing votes, particularly the black vote. We are watching this closer than anything else. And it isn't like the OJ trial. Don't misunderstand me. But they're watching the outcome. And black folks are looking at Hunter Biden and go, man, he had a gun and he didn't catch a case. That bad dude had dope and he didn't catch a case. That dude is running women and he didn't catch a case. You get what I'm saying? They're looking at all these different elements of Hunter Biden's existence, and they're saying, why is it that when brothers, this happens to brothers, they catch cases, and Hunter Biden gets away with it? He gets to thwart Congress. He doesn't even respond to subpoenas. What's Hunter Biden scared of? Why the sudden shift to not wanting to be seen? And the answers are generally as simple as they seem. You want to know the answer? He's guilty. It's that simple. Hunter Biden knows he's guilty. He knows he's protected. Why would I put myself up there? It's like hiring a $600 an hour, $1,000 an hour attorney, and they say, I'm not going to have you testify. And you go, well, I think I should testify. And they say, okay, you want to pay me $1,000 an hour so you can listen to your advice, or you want to listen to mine? If Hunter Biden testifies, the guilt that will come out of his mouth will shake Democrats to their core.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.